Welcome back to part two of That Classic Rock Show on WHRU LP Huntley Community Radio. Today we are celebrating some of the musicians who passed away in the year 2021. Jim, introduce us to the next heavenly voice.
That is the voice of Don Everly of the Everly Brothers. Don Everly was born in Kentucky in 1937 and unfortunately died this year at the age of 84 in Nashville. The music he made with his brother Phil was steeped in country with a rock and roll flair. Known for their gorgeous harmonies, the Everly Brothers influenced many bands, including the Beatles, the Mamas and the Papas, and Simon and Garfunkel. In 1957, the Everly Brothers enjoyed their first number one hit on three U.S. charts with the song Wake Up Little Susie. It also reached number two in the United Kingdom. The song was controversial at the time of its release. Although it was about two teenagers who fell asleep at a drive-in movie and they wake up at 4 a.m., and some conservative people really had a problem with it because they think it hinted at teenage sex. But it didn't. They just fell asleep.
Yeah.
I use that excuse sometimes, too, when I was younger. But anyway, Nashville session guitarist Chet Atkins worked with the brothers on this and many other songs. Phil Everly said Atkins was like a second father to the brothers. He really was a true mentor. Here is the truly innocent Wake Up, Little Susie, Wake Up.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
Well,
I wonder if Susie ever woke up.
She must have.
I hope so.
At least at 4 a.m.
4 a.m., geez.
All right. Well, let's get back to the people we lost. And our next artist is Charlie Watts. He was born in London on June 2nd, 1941, and he passed away in August of 2021. His interest in percussion began at the age of 12 when he kept time to a jazz recording with a rolled-up newspaper. That's pretty interesting. In 1959, he began hanging out with the jazz crowd in London's Soho district and was soon discovered by guitarist and bandleader Alex Korner. But it was Brian Jones, Keith Richards, Mick Jagger, and Ian Stewart who badly wanted Watts for the new band. And through negotiation on January 12, 1963, Charlie Watts made his official debut as a member of the Rolling Stones. Although Charlie's love affair with jazz took him outside of the Rolling Stones for many projects, I think it would be a crime not to honor his memory today with a song from the world's greatest rock and roll band. So here is Painted Black, and if you're listening with headphones, you can't help but love Charlie's drum track pounding away in your left ear. I think it was the left ear.
I think so.
Yeah, well, we'll find out.
All right, Painted Black, you devils.
Clothes. I have to turn my head and till my darkness goes. I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look. I see my red door, I must have it into black. Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. In their summer clothes, I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
And yes, that was Charlie Watts in Your Left Ear.
the drums were just driving there. That was an awesome song. Next up is Jay Black of Jay and the Americans. He was raised in Brooklyn and was then known by his real name, David Blatt. When he replaced original singer Jay Traynor in Jay and the Americans, he changed his name to Jay Black to fit the group's name. The group enjoyed a string of hits, including This Magic Moment and Cara Mia. A couple of fun trivia points. Mark, I don't know if you knew this, but Jay and the Americans opened for the Beatles in 1964 in Washington, D.C.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either. And when Jay left the Americans for a solo project, his touring band, listen to this, included future Steely Dan members Walter Becker and Donald Fagen. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, heavyweights.
All right, it's time to sing along with Jay and the Americans on their song, Come a Little Bit Closer, You're My Kind of Girl. No, whatever. Let's let them sing.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border, he was just sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes, I knew I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong. Come a little bit closer, I'm all alone, and the night is so long. We started to dance in my arms, she felt so inviting, and I just couldn't resist her, just a little kiss, so exciting. So big and so strong, come a little bit.
cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, "Man, you know you're in trouble plenty." So I dropped my drink from my hand and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose, "Yeah, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong. Come a little bit closer, I'm all alone, and the night is so long."
La, la, la. Yeah, I did that on the original recording. That was my first recording.
That was you?
That was me.
Okay.
just a reminder that you are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, and on demand 24/7. Mark, calling our next band a bunch of animals is actually a compliment.
Hey. Who are you talking to?
Well, Jim, Paula.
You are so right. Hilton Stewart Patterson Valentine was born on May 21, 1943, in a part of England that has too many words for me to spit out. You know, it's got the town and the city and the region and the whatever. But like many teenagers in 1950s Britain, Hilton Valentine was smitten by the skiffle music craze, so he took up the guitar. And in 1963, bassist Chas Chandler heard about this wild guitar player, because he was actually quite wild in those days, and asked him to join the Ellen Price Combo. They would become the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band, The Animals, and they took American rhythm and blues, gave it a gritty British working class edge. Although Valentine's guitar playing was subdued on most studio recordings, he was a highly versatile and creative player, who was among the early users of the Echoplex tape delay and the Fuzzstone pedal. It's for you musicians out there. And despite his contributions to the band's many hits, he will be forever remembered for those arpeggio chords on House of the Rising Sun. And Bob Dylan said he was so taken by the Animals version that it actually prompted him to consider electrifying his music. Hilton sadly passed away at the age of 77. So let's listen to the original Animals playing a very worthy version of the John Lee Hooker song, Boom Boom.
Your eye down, take you in my arms. I'm in love with you, love that is true. Boom, 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 boom. I like the way you walk, I like the way you talk. When you walk that walk and you talk that talk, you knock me out right off of my feet. Come on and shake,
shake it, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Now, now, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Now, don't be, baby.
Shake it, baby.
You're driving me crazy.
Shake it, baby.
Come on, come on.
Yeah.
Come on and shake,
shake it, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Now, shake,
shake it, baby.
When you walk that walk and you're talking that talk, you knocking me out right off of my feet. I need you right now, I mean right now. I don't mean tomorrow, I mean right now.
Come on, come on. Come on, shake it up, baby.
Come on and shake it.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Come on now, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Come on now, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Come on and shake.
Shake it, baby.
All right, all right.
Oh.
Come on and shake it.
Shake it, shake it.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Wow. Shake,
shake, shake it,
shake
baby.
It. Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Come on now, baby.
Shake it.
All right, Jim. Shake it.
Eric Burton just really rips it up there.
Boy.
Great song. We're now going to do something a little bit more different here. We're going to talk about a jazz person. Chick Corea from the band Return to Forever, and there's also many other bands too. Jazz great Armando Anthony Chick Corea is considered one of the best keyboard players ever. He was born in Massachusetts of Italian heritage, which I had to throw that in there.
Oh, yeah, you just had to do that.
Just had to do it. He began taking piano lessons at the age of 4 and started playing gigs while he was in high school. In his early career, he toured and recorded with these jazz greats, Herbie Mann, Stan Getz, and, of course, the man himself, Miles Davis. In 1972, he formed his own progressive fusion band, Return to Forever. Korea was the only constant that saw numerous lineup changes over the band's 40 years. But prior to 2010, Return to Forever's most potent and familiar lineup included Chick Corea on keyboards, Al DiMeola on guitar, Stanley Clark, who I love, on bass, and Lenny Clark on drums. And from that lineup, here's the song Majestic Dance off the 1976 beautiful album Romantic Warrior.
Before we move on, I just want to also dedicate this band and this song to my late beloved friend, Alan Day, who was a piano and organ player and teacher, and this was one of his favorite albums and favorite bands.
We miss you too, Big Al.
Big Al. Well, for over 50 years, ZZ Top held the record for the longest-running music act with original personnel intact. But unfortunately, that record fell on July 28, 2021, when ZZ Top lost its bottom at the age of 72. Joseph Michael Hill, better known as Dusty Hill, was a precision bassist for the Texas Blues and Boogie Band that spawned dozens of hits, sold over 50 million albums, and found a new fan base during the MTV era, and, of course, were recognized around the world for their long matching beards and strange hats, with the exception of Frank Beard, who didn't wear a hat and didn't wear a beard. When Keith Richards inducted the trio into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004, he joked, "When I first saw them, I thought to myself, I hope these guys are not on the run because that disguise is not going to work." Well, Dusty was all about grinding precision and doing what was right for the song within a power trio format. He was also known for being a kind, down-to-earth guy. And he also provided occasional lead and harmonizing vocals and actually learned to play a little synthesizer. So let's go out strong with the ZZ Top song, Love Thing. Must have been a love thing.
That was Billy Gibbons was just cooking on that song. Anyway, we're at the end of our show, but we want to name a few more people who unfortunately passed away. I'm going to start out with an Arcata regular, B.J. Thomas, who is famous for "Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head." It was in the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance
Kid.
That's
right. We lost Mike Mitchell. He was the guitar player for the Kingsmen, best known for Louie Louie.
We also lost Bob James, who had the... he replaced Sammy Hagar, which was kind of a difficult thing to do in the band Montrose.
Bob Koster, I think that's how we pronounce his name. He was not a musician. He was a record label and producer. He lived in Chicago, passed away at Evanston. He was the influential founder of the blues and jazz record label Delmark Records, and he owned the Jazz Record Mart.
And one more to go, Roger Hawkins passed away, who was a session drummer at Muscle Shoals Studio.
And...
Oh, do you want to do one
more? Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay, go ahead.
This is really important. We lost Rick Laird, the original founder of the Mahavishnu Orchestra, and Mike Finnegan, who was a legendary B3 organist. He played with Hendrix, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Buddy Guy, Bonnie Raitt, Etta James, Joe Cocker, and dozens more.
Well, anyway, that is our show for today. And Mark and I hope we did the right thing by mentioning all the musicians who are no longer with us.
Jim, we paid our respects in the best possible way, celebrating their lives and their music. Please join us on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. or Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. Or you can listen at your leisure to our recorded shows anytime on the station's website at Huntley Community Radio.
Where else can you find us? On Facebook.
Yes, yeah, I left that out. Sorry. Thank you, Jim, for bailing me out on that.
I'm used to it. Our book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, is available at the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum online gift shop. And you also could purchase the book by emailing me at jsomaria@aol.com.
And to view Jim's classic rock photography, go to his website at jimsomariaphoto.com. You can also see a rotating selection of Jim's work. They're on exhibit at Hey Nani's Dining and Music Venue in downtown Arlington Heights. Call the establishment for more info.
Yeah, that'll start in January. You've been listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM, and on demand anywhere on Earth or possibly up in the heavens.
That's right. Thanks for listening.
See you guys next year.